worry about the thing. Open up and shout it out and never try to sing. Wondering if I've done wrong. Will this depression last for long?
Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
Well, once we had an easy ride and always felt the same. Time was on my side and I had everything to gain. Let it be like yesterday. Please let me have a happy day.
Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
Mom and Pa look back on all the things they used to do. Didn't have no money and they always told the truth. Daddy didn't have no toys. But Mommy didn't need no boys.
Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
Well, yesterday was such an easy game for you to play. But let's face it, things are so much easier today. Guess you need some bringing down and get your feet back on the ground.
Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
That's it for the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week. See ya. This is Echo? WRCT Pittsburgh. Later. WRCT Pittsburgh.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Normally, you can hear my regular show Friday nights at 9. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I do encourage you to tune in, but you know what? I'm going to take the next half hour and just focus on one band and one band only. Which band is that? Magically, it's a little power pop trio that came out of the Boston, Mass. Area. the Blake Babies. from their 1989 debut on independent record label Mammoth Records out of North Carolina. That's the Blake Babies with Rain here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I believe I forgot to tell you that the name of that debut is Earwig. Before that, Out There from their follow-up Sunburn album, and start off that entire set with Lament, which was also on Earwig, but also you could find that on the Slow Learner EP, or mini LP as it was called, that came out right before Earwig did. And you might have heard a familiar vocal in there, because Evan Dando briefly had joined the Blake Babies at that point in their career. There was a small breakup of the Lemonheads back around 1988, so Evan Dando was kind of a Blake Baby during that time. Now, the Blake Babies formed back around 1986 up in the Boston area. Juliana Hatfield was going to the Berklee School of Music, and the group got together. And believe it or not, their name came from Allen Ginsberg. They went to a reading of his at Harvard University, and the group raised their hand and said, "What should I call my band?" And he said, "Blake Babies." So they initially put out a self-released EP on their own little Chewbud label called Nicely Nicely. And let's check out a track from that. We'll be right back. From an album that AllMusic.com described as the last great college rock album. That's the Blake Babies here on WRCT with I'm Not Your Mother, and the album in question is called Sunburn. And before I'm Not Your Mother, it was the Blake Babies doing a Stooges cover from the Earwig album. Yeah, that was the Stooges Loose, and start off the entire set with Blake Babies from their self-released 1987 album Nicely. With Wipe It Up. In fact, the Blake Babies were not shy when it came to doing a cover song here and there on the recordings. In 1991, one of their final official releases, they put out their Rosie Jack World EP featuring this Temptations cover as the lead single.
Thank you.
from an album released in 2001 called God Bless the Blake Babies. Blake Babies would disappear. Now, the Blake Babies actually disbanded in 1992, and Juliana Hatfield went off on a solo career. John and Frieda started their own band called Antenna into the 1990s. And then in 1999, they got back together, did a few shows together, and started doing some recordings. And the result was this 2001 album called God Bless the Blake Babies. Before that, though, it was from that Rosie Jack World EP from 1991, Grassroots Temptation Eyes. I do want to remind you again that you can tune into my regular show, Viva Lamach, Friday nights at 9 p.m. here on WRCT. Speaking of shows, have you checked out the Deep Blues Hour? Yeah, it's an hour of classic and traditional blues music, but no, it's better than that because it's actually 3 hours of the Deep Blues Hour with Steve every Tuesday night from 7 until 10 p.m. That's right, 3 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I got one more Blake Baby song to wrap up this Blake Baby's block of music for you, and I'm going back to my favorite Blake Baby song. It comes off the Sunburned album. It's Girl in a Box here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I've got a girl in a box. Keep her under my bed. Sure must get hot in the summertime. I get her out. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing on TV when I can't see you. Wife don't mind if I give her a child. My wife don't mind, she thinks it's pretty wild. I've got this girl in a box. I got a girl in a box. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her. Got a girl in a box. We play games. I'm anything I'm not, but I wanna be. Yeah, I wanna be. She'll be a slut, a dirty little whore, or the girl next door, or my bride instead, or I'll cut off her head.
She ladled the conversation, skimming from the top. That damn helium balloon from last year still refuses to pop. Still hasn't found a better use.
And welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me. That was the band Ohm Me, O-H-M-M-E, with the song Icon. A lot of great stuff here for you this evening, but let's take care of some business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
We have plenty of other great shows here at WRCT. Let me tell you about two of them. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. Here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT. And there are just two dudes not named Clark or Michael going to the gym? Probably. Exercise your ears and come out with DJ O'Boy and Small Cauliflower every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay. Let's get back into it. Next up, man, Sweet Trip with the song In Sound, We Found Each Other.
Thank you. Right. That's the Beths with A Real Thing. Before that, Zompano, The Party Rages On. New stuff from Maple Mars, Gliding. And we started that whole set off with a song from Sweet Trip called In Sound We Found Each Other.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Time to hop right back in it. This is a song from Matthew Sweet off his Blue Sky and Mars album. The song is Come to California.
Lost in a day.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
As we talk about great black music from the ancient to the future, we look at Afrobeats this week, and hopefully a lot of you will get an education about the musics, not just the music, but the musics that has evolved so much since the 60s and 70s.
The term Afrobeat is describing a particular type of music. It came from London. London caught up with Nigerian music before USA. London has good media platform. They say something, they stick to it, the whole world catches it. One thing I will say, all Nigerian music are not Afrobeat.
I like to call my genre of music Afropolitan. For me, it's a mix of high life, Afrobeat, and R&B and pop.
I've always wanted to give a platform to the African artists. I'm a Nigerian myself, so I think it's really important. I'm very interested in genres of music that people in my industry sometimes overlook because they feel that it's not commercial.
Glad that it's happening during my life.